Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father God, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you on today to tell you thank you. Father God, I come to you on today to tell you bless you. Father God, I appreciate what you have done for me thus far. Father God, I'm looking for the future and what an exciting way it will have for me. Father God, as I humble myself and pray to you on this night, Father God, I want to say thank you. Father God, I ask right now that you bless the listeners, the viewers, the subscribers, anyone that's seeing this show. I ask that you bless them, Father God. Father God, I'm sending a special prayer out tonight for those that can't pray for themselves. Father God, it's people right now that's going through something. Father God, it's people right now that's going through a miraculous thing. Father God, it's people right now that don't know they left from their right. Father God, it's people right now don't know what they're going to be doing on the next day. Father God, it's people right now don't know where their next meal coming from. Father God, it's people right now don't know where they're going to lay their head. Father God, it's people right now wondering is they going to get another paycheck. Father God, it's people right now that's worrying themselves to death about something that you have asked them to let go. Father God, it's people right now that need you but don't know how to reach out and pray and ask you for help. Father God, it's people going through depression. Father God, it's people going through gluttony. Father God, it's people going through worration. Father God, it's people going through a financial battle. Father God, it's people going through a health crisis. Father God, it's people going through a health scare. Father God, it's people having issues with their families. Father God, it's people having issues with their children. Father God, it's people having issues on the job. Father God, it's people having issues in the world with their mental. Father God, it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual fight. Father God, it's people that do things to people without them knowing, and they wondering why they in a rut. But Father God, I'm sending prayers tonight, Father God, for the humble, the just, the children of God. I'm sending prayers tonight, Father God, to ask that you unlock that chain that's around their neck, that you unlock them shackles that's around their feet. And Father God, whatever the enemy done sent out, Father God, I ask that you return to the sender in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask that you return that spiritual wickedness to the sender. Father God, right now I ask with my feet stand on firm ground, Father God, that you hear my prayers and my prayers are not in vain. Father God, right now I'm coming to you in the way that I know how, because you say, Father God, we have not because we ask not. You say we don't knock so the door won't be open. But Father God, I'm knocking and I want you to open the door. Father God, I'm asking because I want you to give me what I need. Father God, I'm being quiet so I can listen to what you're saying. Father God, it's a spiritual fight right now. It's a spiritual battle right now. And Father God, right now I'm asking that you saturate yourself, not just over me, Father God, but the people, the subscribers, the viewers, the listeners of this show. Father God, I'm praying for every single soul that turned this page on today and see this show. Father God, I'm asking that you bless them. I'm asking that you protect them. I'm asking, Father God, that you help them achieve the goals that they need to achieve and reach out to you, Father God, so they can open their mouth and ask you so you can give them what their hearts desire. And all in return, Father God, all they need to do is just say thank you. Do the right thing about it and keep it moving and put you first in Jesus' name. Father God, right now, I'm praying for the sick. I'm praying for the shut-in. Father God, I'm praying for people that I know need your help. But at the same token, Father God, I'm also praying against that spirit that's coming for me. I'm also praying against that spirit that's coming for them, him, her. I am praying against it. I plead the blood of Jesus on it in Jesus' name. Father God, right now I'm asking that you touch that everything that I touch, the listener, the subscriber, the viewer touch, be good. Father God, I'm asking that you bless them with them not even knowing that they're being blessed and protected by the spiritual, powerful prayer that I'm praying tonight. Father God, I pray for my friends and families. I pray for my wife, our kids. I pray for the grandkids, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I'm asking that you cover me in the blood. You cover me in the spirit, Father God, and you keep me praying. You keep me looking up to the heavens for you, Father God, nobody but you. See, I don't have to go through man or get man permission to get the things I need because the power is invested in me to go straight to God through Jesus Christ. And I want to say thank you, Father God, on this day because I know that you have made this day. Father God, we got some evil people out there in the world. We got some evil souls out there in the world. We got some evil spirits out there in the world. But right about now, on today, I say I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, Lucifer, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I know it's people that view my show and have hate. I know it's people that view my show that just may want something to happen to me. I know, Father God, it's people that view my show that only view it to keep up with me, but not viewing it because I may be doing the right thing. But Father God, I don't need their blessings. I need your blessing. Because the people that view my show for the right thing, Father God, I ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. I ask that you put food on the table for that person that's hungry. I ask, Father God, that you heal that person that's going through a health crisis. I ask, Father God, that you fix that car for that person that need their car fixed or don't have the money to get it fixed. I ask for a miracle and a blessing to come through, Father God, where they can get that done. I pray, Father God, that that person stay on that job and fight to keep their job no matter what, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that that person fight to keep their family. I pray, Father God, that that person fight to keep their house. I pray, Father God, right now that person fight to keep themselves. Amen. Amen. Father God, right now, whatever that person going through in their mental, Father God, I ask that you give them time to get it right and bless them in Jesus' name. I thank you on this day, Father God. I bless your name on this day because, Father God, I feel it in my spirit that it's going to be a rough week next week. I feel it in my spirit, Father God. There's people out there trying to do things to people. But I declare and decree with the power invested in me, Father God, no more, according to your word. No more, according to your scripture. No more, according to the blood of the Lamb, Father God, in Jesus' name. I ask right now, Father God, that you stop it before it come. I ask that you return it back to the sender. In Jesus' name, I thank you on this day. I praise your name on this day, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, I need you. We need you. And we're going to constantly stay in prayer. We're going to constantly scream and shout your name. Because, Father God, we know that you are real. We know that you are real. And we know, Father God, that you're going to fight all our battles. All we got to do is pray. And Father God, I'm doing what you have told me and instructed me to do tonight is to get on here and pray for the people. And Father God, I'm doing just that. I'm doing what you told me to do before I lay down and rest my eyes. You told me to get on here and pray for the people. And I thank you. I thank you on this day. So that person that got it out for you, it's not going to even birth. That person that trying to do harm for you, it's not going to even birth. What you worrying about today, it's not going to even come to life because I plead the blood of Jesus on it right now and I speak life into dead situations. Speak life into dead situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We want to say thank you. We want to say amen. We want to say hallelujah and praise God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let this, Father God, be my prayers for the night as well. Throughout the night, waking up in the morning, I want to say thank you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, hey, the power of prayer. It says the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. That's James 5:14-6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In Jesus' name. So whatever you're going through this week, God gonna bless you and God gonna get you out that situation. And whatever that person trying to do to you is not going to come to birth. We're going to return that back to the sender on the day. You're going to enjoy your life. You're going to live a long, fruitful life. You're going to be happy. You're going to be blessed. You're going to get that job you wanted. You're going to get that house you wanted. You're going to get that plate of food you need. You're going to get that car fixed. You're going to get that truck fixed. You're going to get your family back together. You're going to get your kids. You're going to get everything you need. You're going to be healed in Jesus' name. You're going to be straight. You're going to be solid and good in Jesus' name. So you can get you some rest and you can pray. Because everything that enemy sending to you, it's going back to the sender, including me. Whatever that enemy sending me is going back to the sender. Back to the sender. The power of prayer is real. It is real. Keep praying. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Look, have a happy Sunday. Have a good Sunday. Stay blessed. Tell people about the show. Subscribe to the show. Tell your friends and family to subscribe to the show. I need more subscribers. But the power of prayer is real. God loves you. Big Unc loves you. Peace.